Hey, thanks for joining me in this podcast. I want to begin a series looking at the subject of faith. And in this episode, we're going to look at faith for salvation. We're going to start at the beginning. Learn the fundamentals, amen. You know, as Christians, we call ourselves believers, and those who are not Christians, we call unbelievers. But if we are believers, then what exactly do we believe? Well, let's look at the scriptures. John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 24. Jesus said, "I assure you, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life." Amen. So we believe in God. But now, is it enough to just believe in God? Because if you think about it, all the Jews also believe in the God of the Bible, but they are not saved and they don't have eternal life. So there must be something more that we need to believe. Well, let's look at John's Gospel again, chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, where Jesus said, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." Of course, he is referring to himself. We need to believe also in Jesus. And in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus said, "At last the time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news." Amen. So we believe in God. We believe in Jesus, and we believe in the good news that he announced, that he brought. Amen. Acts chapter 10, verse 36, the Apostle Peter spoke to the household of Cornelius and said, "I'm sure you have heard about the good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all." Amen. Now, there's a wonderful description of this good news in the beginning of Paul's letter to the Romans, which reads like this. "This letter is from Paul, Jesus Christ's slave, chosen by God to be an apostle and sent out to preach his good news. This good news was promised long ago by God through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. It is the good news about his son Jesus, who came as a man born into King David's royal line. And Jesus Christ our Lord was shown to be the Son of God when God powerfully raised him from the dead by means of the Holy Spirit. Through Christ, God has given us the privilege and authority to tell Gentiles everywhere what God has done for them, so that they will believe and obey him, bringing glory to his name. You are among those who have been called to belong to Christ Jesus, dear friends in Rome. God loves you dearly, and he has called you to be his very own people." What wonderful verses. So we believe in God. We believe in his son, Jesus. We believe in the good news, the message that Jesus brought about himself, that he is the Son of God, that he is the Savior of the world, that he came to give his life for, on our behalf, to forgive us of our sins, to wash us clean, to redeem us from sin and from the dominion of the devil. Praise the Lord. These are the wonderful things that the scriptures teach us, and the things that we believe as Christians. And in Romans chapter 10, Paul gets more specific about what we believe for salvation. It says in verse 9 and 10, "For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved." Praise the Lord. It's that wonderful scripture where we are told that by believing in our heart and by confessing with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we are saved. Praise the Lord. Now in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, Paul tells us more about this salvation by faith. He says, "God saved you by his special favor or grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. This is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it." And the wonderful thing about God's grace and the salvation that comes by grace and through faith, through believing, is that it puts everyone on a level playing field. It puts us all in the same boat, so to speak. You know, it doesn't matter who you are or who you're not or what you've done or what you haven't done. None of that matters. You know, we're all in the same position when it comes to receiving salvation, because we all receive it in the same way, through the same method, through the same message, praise the Lord, by believing in Jesus, by trusting in his word and in his goodness, praise God. You know, faith for salvation is fundamental to our lives as Christians. And these are the things we believe, and these are the things that assure us of our salvation. Believing in God, believing in Jesus as the Son of God, believing in the good news and the message of salvation that he brought. Amen. Join me in the next podcast where we look more on the subject of faith.